It's that miraculous time of year when the seasons change. With blasting AC, June suddenly feels like February, and some of us are using space heaters at our desks, not naming names. Turns out our bodies aren't the only thing experiencing major fluctuations, so are the transfer pricing headlines. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, Cross-Border Solutions Weekly Transfer Pricing in the News podcast. What's breaking the internet in terms of global minimum tax? Where does public country by country fall on the EU's itinerary? And which country is examining the use of multi-year data? We've got those stories for you hot off the press. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross-Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross-Border Solutions Weekly Transfer Pricing Podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross-Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. It's the tax news herd. Round the world, the G7 has agreed to back a 15% global minimum tax plan as proposed by the United States. In case you've been living under a rock, the G7 consists of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK, and the US, and meets semi-annually to discuss global issues. As if word of a global minimum tax wasn't enough of a bomb, the deal also seeks to tax 100 to 150 of the most profitable companies on where their goods and services are sold versus where the operation is registered. How much, you ask? At least 20% on profits over a 10% margin. What does this mean for multinationals? It's time to shape up or ship out. The OECD inclusive framework will discuss forward motion on the deal in Paris next month. The G7 news isn't the only deal-making headlines. The European Parliament and European Council have agreed to public country-by-country reporting. I'm going to give that one a moment of silence. Public disclosure would apply to multinationals operating in more than one EU member state with 2 years of consecutive consolidated revenue of over 750 million euros or $915 million. As for format, it would be submitted using an EU template and then electronically formatted for public consumption. Much to multinationals' dismay, it's not a one-size-fits-all report. Companies would publicly release their income tax innards for each member state they are operating, and if M&Es are conducting business in an EU blacklist or graylist jurisdiction, you bet they're going to want to see that too. While it could take some time to implement into law, try 18 months, it's a step in the right direction for tax transparency. As for M&Es, the stress dreams are just beginning. What do Savish and transfer pricing analysis have in common? They're both better when fresh. The Peruvian tax authorities released a guidance on multi-year data and where it fits in the transfer pricing equation. The guidance specifies that 2 year or older data is acceptable for identifying comparable transactions, but cannot be used to determine arm's length pricing or preparing interquartile ranges. It also provides additional clarity on the compatibility analysis, specifically that taxpayers are allowed to use either the non-resident entity or the Peruvian entity as the tested party. And just like that, you're in the know about transfer pricing. Do your future self a favor and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast, The Fiona Show. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote this script. Summer is upon us, and I've consumed enough popsicles to prove it. When you're looking for a cool refresher in the summer heat, in the form of transfer pricing news, there's only one place to find it. We'll catch everyone next week.